signal and noise. Targeted muscle reinnervation. Say that three times fast. I'm having trouble saying it once fast. Targeted muscle reinnervation enables your brain to control prosthetic limbs. This is another wonderful piece of science fiction that has since become fact. So, residual nerves are rewired to a muscle in the chest, and an electrical contact is placed over that portion of the chest. When a person thinks to move their arm, that chest muscle the nerves are now connected to contracts, and the contact, with the help of an electromyogram, sends that signal through a processor in the prosthetic limb, causing it to move. At this point, there are only four directions of movement available. However, advances in technology are coming along all the time that will improve the ease of use. Moving a little further down the road, another process in the works, which is still closer to fiction than fact, presents the idea of implanting small electrodes actually inside the nerve and muscle at the termination of the now missing limb. These small devices transmit a signal directly to the prosthetic limb, allowing it to function without extra external wires and patches and additional surgery to reroute the nerves to a different muscle than they are normally attached to. The theory being that this would give near normal functionality without requiring any kind of a relearning of muscle use in the body. To tie all of these together, last year I read an article about a research process in England. Experiments with prosthetic technology were leading to a new mounting procedure that would allow a direct bone connection from the prosthetic limb to the person's body, allowing for more long-term use and wear of a prosthetic limb without the need for straps and buckles to hold it in place. All of this eventually leads to prosthetic limbs which can be mounted directly to a person's body and controlled by the existing nervous system without a need for additional rerouting of nerve systems or relearning, teaching your body to use different muscles in a different fashion without the need for the biomechanical processes that are used in a lot of prosthetics these days using pulleys and cables and gravity. So while we are not quite there yet, we are very, very close to having near normal functionality in prosthetic limbs. So it is conceivable that within our lifetime, readily replaceable, as functional as original prosthetic limbs could become a reality. Personally, I'm hoping that we unlock some other medical secrets and we can actually just have the person regrow a missing limb or body part. So we're always moving forward, always making forward progress. And that reassures me, makes me feel a little better about where we're going, given the chaos that we seem to have in the world sometimes. It's nice to know that we're actually making good progress in helping people who have a dire need. Thanks for listening to Signal and Noise. If you have any interesting stories or information that you'd like to share, please do so at the website, signalandnoise.org, or through signalpodcast@gmail.com. Please leave any feedback you have at the same locations. There will be links in the show notes. Sound effects are provided by ERH from the Free Sound Project. Closing music is Someday by the podcast troubadour Jeff Shields at the PodSafe Music Network. Signal and Noise is copywritten by the producer under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 license. Carry on.